I have never felt at home here, but I do appreciate the beauty that exists on this planet. 64 These memories of elsewhere can be faint, yet telling. What I haven't told her is something else I've never spoken of, that ever since childhood I've had a memory of some other place slash time slash life that has always been just out of reach of recall, but as faint and as tantalizing as it's been, the emotions squared with it are far stronger and more meaningful than any others I've experienced in this life. During the past few months those images have taken on a greater strength and clarity, though I still cannot bring them into the full light of consciousness. 65 I'll try to be brief and try to find the words to describe something that is really indescribable within the confines of the human language today. This memory, experience is still as vivid today as it was when it happened. It shapes and molds who I am and everything I believe in. It still continues to be more real to me to this day than the all physical world is around me. 66 Thomas Wright finishes this sayian with a wry and unsettling thought. I think we all wonder what home we really come from. But maybe more important, if we could go back, would we feel the familiar comfort, or would we be a stranger because of our new experiences? Would it be possible to feel the same now about home? Could we be happy and at peace with home? Think about it. Perhaps, once chosen, 43, chapter 1, being a wanderer, the path of a wanderer must always lead away, never toward, home. Contentment may be the price one pays, for adventure and wonder. 67 1234560 82, letter dated September 28, 1998. Joseph Sieber, letter dated September 22, 1998. Friend, A, letter dated August 9, 1998. Mary, letter dated May 14, 1997. 093, letter dated April 16, 1997. Mandelker, Scott, from elsewhere, being E.T. in America. New York, N.Y., Birch Lane Press, C1995. Mandelker, Scott, Universal Vision, Soul Evolution and the Cosmic Plan. Blue Hill, Me, Medicine Bear Publishing, C2000. Ibid, pages 283-285. John J. Fallone, letter dated August 15, 1999. Latwii, transcript dated May 29, 1983, p. 12.093, letter dated April 16, 1997. 131, letter dated October 11, 1997. A Steven Spielberg movie about UFO experiences. CB, letter dated November 1, 1999. Dana R., letter dated October 29, 1996. 149, letter dated July 18, 1999. 021, letter dated November 1, 1987. Basil Atale, letter dated October 6, 1997. Oran, letter dated July 13, 1998. 277, letter dated January 16, 1997. Kent R. Meyer, letter dated October 6, 1998. 149, letter dated July 18, 1999. Michelle Ists, www.gtua.net. The Gateway to Illuminating Information, letter dated October 23, 1998. Elkins, Donald T., Carlo L. Rucat and Jim McCarty, The Law of One, Book 3, Atkelin, Pa., Schiffor Publications, C1982, p. 18. Ibid, p. 19. Law of One, Book I, pages 223-224. Law of One, Book 3, p. 19. Law of One, Book I, p. 124. Laura Knight Jadzik, www.cassiopache.org, letter dated January 1, 1998. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 44, Chapter 1, Being a Wanderer 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 162. Letter dated November 9, 1998. 191. Letter dated October 29, 1998. Transcript dated September 18, 1994, p. 7. Beverly Creamer, letter dated October 1, 1994. Astria, letter dated August 19, 1999. Duo, transcript dated November 15, 1998, p. 4. Crystal Rouse, letter dated July 27, 1994. Kevin Sutton, letter dated October 21, 1996. Duo, transcript dated May 24, 1998, p. 7, 093, letter dated April 16, 1997. 235, letter dated September 28, 1999. Ed Weagle, letter dated November 27, 1996. Duo, transcript dated March 15, 1998, p. 5. Hatton, transcript dated August 2, 1979, p. 5. Barbara, letter dated November 9, 1996. Francis, letter dated November 20, 1996. Gypsy, letter dated October 10, 1997. Bjorn from Copenhagen, Denmark, letter dated March 5, 1999. Brizis, letter dated February 13, 1998. Silver Sullivan, letter dated August 20, 1998. Zub, letter dated March 8, 1999. Mary, letter dated May 5, 1997. Duo, transcript dated May 4, 1992, p. 6. Norma Talvik, letter dated August 11, 1998. Duo, transcript dated May 4, 1992, p. 7. Liara, www.operationdora.com, letter dated January 29, 1998. Duo, transcript dated October 14, 1992, p. 3. Catfoy, catfoy@mcleducer.net. Letter dated August 18, 1997. Myra Ellison, letter dated May 31, 1999. Norma Talvik, letter dated June 12, 1998. Catfoy, catfoy@mcleducer.net, letter dated August 18, 1997. Martin Lee Duke, martinleduke@videotron.com, letter dated May 21, 1997. Lance, letter dated November 8, 1999. 292, letter dated December 29, 1996. 264, letter dated October 21, 1996. 001, letter dated July 15, 1997. 45, Chapter 1, Being a Wanderer 66, 67, 093. Letter dated April 16, 1997. Thomas Wright, letter dated July 21, 1994. 46. Chapter 2, The Anatomy of Separation. Separation from family to some extent, every individual will feel, at least at times, sorely separated from family or friends. But for wanderers, the separation is felt steadily, keenly and over a lifetime. It is not a separation from the world of nature, but from other human beings. For many wanderers, it begins right in the early years of the birth family. Yuo says, so, at the heart of being a wanderer is that feeling of dislocation, of being in the world but not of the world in which you find yourselves. Because this situation seems full of discomfort, many who have wandered here are simply miserable without finding any comfort. to respond to that need for comforting. Some who have responded have leaned in their discussions heavily towards comforting wanderers by encouraging a sense of separation from native Earth humans. We do not encourage this line of thought because each wanderer, in coming into your Earth's sphere of influence, took upon it the responsibility of citizenship of this Earth. As much as any other native inhabitant, wanderers will be expected to walk the steps of light when this incarnational experience is at an end, and, just as much as any native inhabitant of Earth, if the steps are walked to a point of comfort within third density, the wanderer shall not return to its home vibratory nexus but, rather, shall continue in third density until graduation is achieved. 1. I believe this is an important point. We may not have always been on Earth, but we incarnated here as Earth natives, people of the blood and dust of this native sphere, sub to its requirements for departure. We will not get back to our home densities until we realize this and work to polarize enough for graduation from our present, third density, experience. Being natives here seems to separate us from our eternal wanderer spirit, although it does not. Those of Latwi I say, separation seems to run very deep and one forgets that the stones sing, that the earth shouts with rejoicing and that the trees skip in the springtime. How easy it is to feel oneself separate from life that indwells all things. How easy it is to feel separate from oneself, to feel that there are fires within the self which must be reconciled, to find oneself analyzing and reanalyzing to no avail. 2.47, Chapter 2, The Anatomy of Separation. Norma Talvik describes the basic situation. I never was a joiner and lived most of my life by myself, and for sure I have never felt more alone or isolated when I am around a large group of people. Yet, individually I love people, and have many wonderful friends, but it is not my people or my home. I can feel very close to an animal, dog, wolf, horse or other, but not to humans. 3. As it applies to the birth family, the reported dislocation can be felt as the family ridging the wanderer. I have had many experiences throughout my life that I have only now begun to realize were different, except for the fact that the other kids thought me different and my family wished me swept under the rug. 4. However, some wanderers are of sturdier stuff, and they ridge the family, rather than waiting around for the family to ridge them. When I was young I always thought I was adopted even though I knew differently. I had a hard time for a while because I did not feel accepted by my parents, even though they loved me in their own way. 5. While growing up I remember thinking that my parents were not my parents, my family not my family. That my real family would come and get me and take me home. Even my mother said that if I didn't look so much like her she wouldn't believe that I was her child. 6. That is a tough audience. Here, those of work with these feelings, you will share some insight on how to. The only catalyst dealt with in third density is fear and love. The entity begins its babyhood wrapped in love, love known throughout its system, and it learns to close itself, to become a part, and to become defended because it seems fairly obvious that there are things to fear. There are entities and objects out there that can harm and hurt. So the spiritual life within third density may be described as either a learning how to love or a learning how to release fear. For fear is that distortion of love that posits a separation betwixt beings, thus occasioning the necessity of having some sort of response to these persons or things that will tend to increase safety and comfort. 7. To those who feel somehow guilty for feeling this dislocation from family, Uo says, 48, Chapter 2, The Anatomy of Separation. These feelings of separation among those who seek to be one cannot be seen in terms of failure. It must be seen simply that it takes an enormous spiritual courage to attempt to offer a life to the Creator, especially one in the context of other entities. 8. In my birth family situation, I was, or felt I was, more the nurturer than the nurtured. It is excellent catalyst, seen in hindsight, but it was very painful at the time not feeling supported. Even looking back on it, the memories are not precisely golden, though adulthood does bring independence and the continuing opportunity to become supportive and encouraging parents to ourselves. We need carefully to watch how we talk to ourselves, Let us begin our service to others with the service to our inner selves of support, self-belief and self-acceptance. What the birth family was in no position to do, we can become able to encompass within ourselves. We can become self-affirming, and that is a wonderful start, in my opinion, to affirming others. Control issues. Why did we choose our families? Your comments. Within this small group, the family, entities have the most steady, deep and lasting opportunities both for weal and for woe. Each is capable of becoming a portion of the so-called good of another's experience or becoming the nemesis and the avenger that can destroy another. This family is so deeply a part of the experience of third density and so fully fertile with opportunities for service to self and to other self that we cannot overstate the opportunities for polarization that lie within the challenges and circumstances of the self dealing with groups. Community is something wanderers understand instinctively. That much almost always comes through the veil of forgetting that marks the beginning of an incarnation upon your planet and your density. 9. The Confederation entities talk of a larger family. Perhaps they intend to include the spiritual family that we gather about ourselves in life. My own recovered ET memories are rich in clan living, where each child had many adults to ask questions of, and many other children to be with. I think this kind of extended family of those with similar spiritual interests is a common way of life in higher densities. Each of you is a portion of a greater family that moves within the illusion at this time, helping those that need help, inspiring those that are weary, and lending assistance to those who walk with difficulty. You, 49, Chapter 2. The anatomy of separation may always take comfort in knowing that the love of the one creator resides in full in each and but requires the smallest of need or inspiration to be kindled into flame. 10. In theory, this suggestion sounds fairly simple. The suggestion is that we flow into ways of cooperating and harmonizing with our family, in the literal and the larger senses. But whenever humans get together, there are control games going on. Some people try to change themselves to suit others. Last evening, in a discussion, out came the words that I have spent my whole life changing myself to suit others just to be able to get along with them. But it is now time to stop that kind of changing and start being myself. 11 again, this sounds simple. Being ourselves, however, is anything but simple, in the sense of having a priori knowledge of the self. The hermetic instruction to know yourself opens the seeker to the enormous and shadow deeper self within, where the light for searching is always dim and straight, and the recesses of self many and profound. Many more people respond to the need to get along with the family by attempting in various ways to control others' behavior. The UO talk about this. The desire to control oftentimes is based upon the wish to aid others in a manner determined by the self to be helpful. However, the desire to serve in a manner predetermined by yourself is oftentimes a desire misdirected and a desire which can, if clung to overly much, cause one to miss an opportunity to serve that is more harmoniously and efficiently offered without preconditions. 12. Looking for a good example of specific work recommended by those of you in a certain situation, I found Pupa Kagai's story. She was a regularly attending member of our group meetings in 1996. And had become righteously indignant over a male acquaintance's inappropriate behavior. She had to fend off advances made by this married man who had falsely sworn he only wished to be friends. She was understandably insulted and furious. Here is some of what the UO had to say to her when she asked about this experience. Many feelings of anger are generating orange ray blockage, as that is the ray in which you are working with yourself and one other self. That is the relationship chakra, the belly chakra, the chakra where many, 50, Chapter 2, the anatomy of separation entities will try to control from. The person that has a lower belly tension is often reowing to another being who is attempting to control or is reowing because the self is attempting to control another. In either case, not only the red ray but also the orange energy center is experiencing some blockage, and when the anger has to do with anger at society or at the culture or at groups, this anger is also generating yellow ray blockage. What this means is that you as an energy user are put suddenly on short, short rations so that although the energy coming to you is infinite, the energy that is making it up to the heart chakra where it can open the heart is much diminished. So once you have accepted yourself for having this dark side, you have the basis for a long program of work doing what we might call coming out of a hidden place. We gave this instrument the vision of a closet. It is as though your fear, your blockage as you experience the catalyst that creates anger, contrives you into a crowded, small space. Yet the skillful way to work with this anger once it has been identified, accepted and forgiven in the self is to see that there is a real concern which can only be addressed by love itself. 13 Always, whatever the concern, the Confederation entities offer thoughts of faith, hope and truth, the everlasting ideals. What a challenge, to love a rude cad enough to see the way to forgive him and move on. May I say that in addition to the application of love, Pupak delivered herself of an awesomely fierce and elegant tirade when next the hapless gentleman attempted to speak falsely within the meditation group. For me, a person who seldom shouts, this was a delightful moment in a scary way. But to come back to the concept of controlling or not controlling other people, it is a very scary concept to let go of control. However, the UO recommend just that. The decision not to attempt power over another is made when the entity grasps that there is no need to have power over others, for all of creation expresses its power in the self. All magical work, therefore, is done upon the self. There is no need to manipulate, teach, control, move or advise other entities. The need is only to do these things within the self, disciplining the self to a more and more balanced and clear acceptance of the universal nature of selfhood, and therefore choosing lucidly and clearly to serve others, to withhold judgment of or control over others, and to practice loving the self, accepting the self and allowing the errors perceived within the self to be self-forgiven. 14:51. Chapter 2, The Anatomy of Separation, Physical Illness. I was a sickly child, born with one eye turned into the pineal gland or third eye position in the middle of the forehead so completely the due or feared brain damage or early death, and with many other ophthalmic birth defects, slow focus, lack of night and color vision, and lack of depth perception. As a two-year-old, I contracted a case of rheumatic fever so acute that the doctors again expected me to die. When I pulled through, they gave me 5 years to live. My kidneys failed when I was 13, in 1956, and again when I was 15 years old. In those days, there were no alternatives for a person with glomerulonephritis, no transplants, no dialysis. One either lived or died. Again, I lived through the experiences, although I left this period with the rheumatoid arthritis that has continued throughout my life. The doctors were constantly telling my parents that my lifespan would not be long, that they should make up their minds to losing me before high school, then before college, then before I was 25, then before I was 30. I kept outliving the prediaeans. I am now enjoying my 58th year. I have had chronic discomfort for decades, so when wanderers write in with stories of their own struggles, I can sympathize. The Ra take a look at this asp of the wanderer's journey, due to the extreme variance between the vibratory distortions of third density and those of the more dense densities. If you will, wanderers have as a general rule some form of handicap, difficulty or feeling of alienation which is severe. The most common of these difficulties are alienation, the rear iron against the planetary vibration by personality disorders, as you would call them, and body complex ailments, indicating difficulty in adjustment to the planetary vibrations. 15 We may not enjoy hearing this, but as wanderers, we need to face the fact that we are more prone to illness than many an Earth native. Laura Nightjadzik puts it this way, all my life I have suffered physically. I cannot eat, sleep, or even breathe as other people do. I have been plagued with constant allergies, ear infections, eye infections, female problems, nerve problems, and, to top it all off, I broke my neck in 1994. I have had 7 major surgeries, and my pelvis was separated during childbirth so that I was unable to walk for almost a year. But, it was all lessons. And that is another story. Suffice it to say that God has indeed allowed me to know him! Mark 16, 52, Chapter 2, The Anatomy of Separation. This suffering can show up as various diseases of a chronic nature. My own rheumatoid ailments are very common among wanderers, and a very angelic gentleman wrote this to me. In my opinion, fibromyalgia is a disease either caused by or affected by the energies now upon the planet, as in the increase, raising of consciousness. I believe that chronic fatigue syndrome, Epstein-Barr syndrome and lupus erythematosus are intimately co-ed, possibly even variations on the same disease. There is even a man in Canada who calls it spiritual seeker's syndrome. He doesn't claim it's the same disease as the others, but to me the symptoms are almost exactly the same as fibro. He does say that it's growing at an epidemic rate. 17 The rate of the growth of this cluster of diseases would naturally be rising abruptly, as many wanderers come into this earth plane and rear to its vibrations. Now, what is to be done? Is there a solution? In any earthly sense, no. That is, we may become more skillful at working with physical illnesses, but our tendency to contra them is a byproduct of our deep core nature and its mismatch of vibrations with those of this third density earth plane. For one thing, I think this mismatch sucks energy from our natural, second density body, as Heike Malaska reports. A friend of mine who is practitioner of traditional Chinese medicine, looked me over and was surprised to say she could find barely any base energy, and thus almost next to nothing to support the immune system, which makes me very vulnerable to any external influences of diet, weather, strain and such. 18 The immune system being compromised seems central, and perhaps there is much thought that can be taken to work on this basic energy lack. In Heike's case, he managed to heal one of his ailments. I self-healed my ailments of sciatic nerve, which were at one time so severe the only way I managed to get out of bed was by crawling. While walking, I scanned the muscle, skeletal movements on the healthy side, and transferred consciousness of that to the sick side, and thus taught it how to move in a healthy manner. Has not bothered me since. And I don't even care to debate with medical professionals anymore about whether this is possible or not. 19 It is wonderful when a wanderer is able to manifest healing. It is something I have never been able to do. Although I manage well enough, and have gotten back up on my feet after spending 2 years or so in a wheelchair. 53 Chapter 2, The Anatomy of Separation and Homebound, The Various Rheumatoid Diseases, Arthritis, Lupus and Fibro. Stick with me. The Confederation entities have some good advice in this regard. Catalyst is offered to the entity. If it is not used by the mind complex, it will then filter through to the body complex and manifest as some form of physical distortion. The more efficient the use of catalyst, the less physical distortion to be found. There are, in the case of those you call wanderers, not only a congenital difficulty in dealing with the third density vibratory patterns but also a reticular ion, however dim, that these distortions are not necessary or usual in the home vibration. 20 This is a good tip. We see that we need to deal with catalyst either by working on mental and emotional balancing or by dealing with our body owing out those distortions our balancing process has not released. We will work with the concept of energy centers and their balancing in more detail later, as I have found that this way of looking at the energies of the body, mind and spirit is very helpful to me, and I would like to share it. The basic principle is, in the situation where there is illness and the heart cries for healing, the healing is that intangible process whereby the mind becomes aware of a more powerful field of energy than that expressed by the sickness. 21 The higher truth will of changes in the lesser truth. At least, that is the theory. I can think of a few bodily dramas in which I have yet to be able to manifest physical health, although I have greatly been able to aid my flagging spirits. Those of you who say, when pre-incarnative choice has given to you a difficulty, of faith that you are a spirit advanced enough to participate in your own destiny, that occurrences do not happen simply by chance, that the seeming poverty, the seeming limitation, the seeming difficulty, the seeming illness, is also a forthright aid in setting up a circumstance in which a lesson of love can be learned under adverse conditions. Yours is the last density with truly adverse conditions for the positive, or service to those oriented person. Only in this density, the density of choice, does this occur. Know then, that which is in front of you is not more than you can work with, is not that which defeats. You would not program that for yourself. But you are stretching yourself, because you wish to change, you wish to become even more polarized in love and service to the Creator and others than you are now. 22, 54, Chapter 2, The Anatomy of Separation. Allergies are one of the most common wanderer's illnesses.